fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Away!
Judge Knott, owner of the Ranchers National Bank in Frontier Town, looked up as one of the clerks in the bank entered his office.
Well, Parker, what is it?
There's a gentleman to see you, Judge. Mr. Montgomery from St. Louis. His daughter's with him.
Montgomery. Let's see now. Seem to recollect the name, yet I...
Beg pardon, sir. Well, he's the man who sent that big deposit of gold from St. Louis last week. The one who said...
Oh, yes, of course. He's the one who bought the Rockville Mining Company and opened an account here last week to the Express Company.
That's right, Judge. Shall I tell him to come in?
Well, of course. Why not? What do you want to keep one of our biggest customers waiting for?
Well, you didn't
see... Don't stand there. Get outside and tell him to come right on in.
Yes, Judge. Right away, sir. Judge Knott will see you right away, Mr. Montgomery.
Thank you, Mr. Cullen. Come on,
Annette. Yes, sir.
Well, come in, sir.
Good morning, Judge Knott. This is my daughter, Annette.
How do you do?
Mighty pretty young lady, too. Yes, sir, if I were a few years younger, I... won't you both sit down?
Thank you, Judge.
Now, what can I do for you, sir?
As you know, last week, through the Wells Fargo Express, I deposited a large amount of money here in your bank.
Yes, that's right. We appreciate having you as one of our depositors, Mr. Montgomery.
I'm leaving on the stagecoach tomorrow morning for Rockville. My daughter is going along, of course. And I want to take along $10,000 to deposit in the small bag over there. The stagecoach agent will, of course, pick it up in the morning from your bank.
Well, that's a lot of cash to be carrying around on a branch line stagecoach.
Yes, sir. Perhaps so, but it's necessary for me to get it there tomorrow to meet my first payroll. I bought the mine over there, you know.
Yes, I know. But the other owner of that mine used to have the payroll sent from here on the train by Wells Fargo Express. It should have left here yesterday on the westbound, but we didn't get any orders to that effect.
Yes, I know. And they tell me there isn't another westbound train to Rockville until day after tomorrow. Now, that's why I'm taking it on the stage with us.
Well, of course, Mr. Montgomery, just as you say, after all, it is your money.
Why do you speak of it that way, Judge Knott?
Young lady, the railroad cuts through the Sawtooth Mountains at one point by tunnel, and then for the most part follows the Rocky Canyon.
But what has that got to do with it?
The stagecoach trail goes over the mountain, sir. And there are many spots along the way where a band of outlaws might readily pull a hold up and take your money from you.
Yeah, I see. Have there been any holdups along that trail lately, Judge?
Well, I can't say that there have been, sir. But it's my place as your banker to warn you of the possibility of such a thing taking place.
I don't think we have to worry much, Dad.
Yeah.
The West has grown a lot since the judge first came out here, I guess.
Yes, that's true, Miss Montgomery. The West has grown bigger and richer, and wilder. Time was when men fought each other for the right to place a mining claim or to make a claim to good land. Now, crooks and outlaws have moved in to wait until folks make good on a claim. Then they take what others work for.
Nonsense, Judge. I'm a progressive man with up-to-date ideas about things. Personally, I feel that the day of the outlaw is about over.
Well, have it your way, sir. Personally, I think they'll always be with us. Call them what you will, now or in the future. Be prepared for the worst, and you'll have less losses. That's my motto in the money-handling game, sir.
Well, Judge, I don't want to lose $10,000, of course. But I'm willing to take the chance in this case. I'll write out a release so the agent can pick it up in the morning.
All right, Mr. Montgomery. It'll be ready for you in the morning. Good day, sir.
Good day, dear.
Goodbye, young lady.
Goodbye, Judge. And don't worry. I'm sure we'll get through to Rockville without any hair-raising adventures.
Well, maybe so, maybe not. I'll have the money ready in a strong box in the morning.
It was almost 6 o'clock when the bank clerk entered Gabby Becker's barber shop around the corner from the bank.
Hi there, Mr. Parker. Got a few ahead of you.
So I see.
Have a chair. Won't be very long. Be finished clipping this one in a minute.
I can't wait long.
What kept you at the bank this late? Old Judge Knott decide to count over his money?
No. Had a payroll to make up.
Huh? Nobody gets paid around here till Saturday. This here's only Wednesday. Every customer I got from now till the end of the week will say, write it on the cuff, Gabby. I gotta hustle over to the Bright Lights Cafe every Saturday to collect before they all spend what they get. Now, stop squirming, mister. It'll be done in a minute. Who's the payroll for, Mr. Parker?
Somebody out of town.
Out of town, huh? Only out-of-town payroll I know of is over to Rockville to the mining company. That goes out here on the Tuesday westbound, according to Ted Mitchell.
Yeah, I know.
Had a city fellow in here this morning for shave. He sure was particular.
I bet he was sorry he came in here then, eh, fellow?
Yeah. Is that so? Well, let me tell you, he was quality folk, that one was.
He was.
Come from St. Louis. Bought the mining company. Over at Rockville.
Is that right?
I just said so, didn't I? You know, he had a gold watch chain across his middle that would do to hold a brame of bull, seems like. Real yellow gold it was, too. He's taking the stage out in the morning. I told him to wait for the Friday westbound to Rockville on the Union Pacific. But he says I got to get there to pay off my man, he says.
Gabby, if you'd talk less and work faster... We'd all get out of here before dinner, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I can work better when I talk, Mr. Parker. Ten aboard.
That's right. Yeah, I guess I can't wait any longer, mister. I'll get back tomorrow sometime.
Now, can you beat that? He's been sitting there for an hour, too.
I don't blame him for leaving, then.
Just like some people, wanting service right on. Never any time to be sociable. There. That'll do, I reckon. Little short on one side, but nobody'll notice. You can't see both sides at one time. Next.
After leaving the barber shop, Parker, the bank clerk, met Judge Knott, who was on his way home from the bank. They stopped for a moment to talk.
Good evening, Parker. I hope everything is ready for the stage in the morning.
Yes, it is, Judge. But I don't mind saying I'm concerned about the fact that there isn't to be a guard on that stage.
Mr. Montgomery can't be convinced that there might be danger of a stage holdup, Parker. Frankly, I'm plenty worried about it myself.
Then why doesn't he take a guard along, sir?
Montgomery feels that if a guard is put on the stage, it would be a clear sign to most anyone that there is money being shipped on it. He insists that he doesn't want one.
Well, it's his money, sir.
Oh, I know. But just let something happen, and you can be sure he'd blame the bank for it and take away his account. We just can't afford to lose a big account like that.
Of course, the whole matter's been kept secret, sir. The shipment is one thing I'm sure Montgomery and his daughter won't mention outside. And no one from the bank would think of talking about it to others.
Well, that's true. And no money shipment has gone by that stage since the Union Pacific finished their railroad through Rockville. So there's no reason anyone should suspect.
That's right.
I tried to get Montgomery to send the money by the Friday westbound, but he didn't want to have the delay. Decided to take it right along on the stage with him.
He sure has a mind of his own.
Yes, he has. You know, Parker, I'll be very much relieved when I hear that payroll is safe in Rockville. I have to admit I'm plenty worried about that stage trip. I wish Sheriff Taylor hadn't gone out of town with Posse. He's gone to Milton to trail some outlaws.
Well, we'll have to hope for the best, Judge. Maybe everything will be all right. Good night, sir.
Good night, Parker. See you in the morning.
Meantime, Tonto, Indian companion to the Lone Ranger, reined up at their camp in the Enchanted Hills northeast of Frontier Town.
Oh, Scout. Oh, fella. Oh, fella. Easy, fella. Easy, Scout. Easy.
Bring your supplies, Tonto?
Supplies and saddlebags. Kimasabi.
Yes?
Me hear judge not talking to bank clerk outside bank. Him seem plenty worried.
Worried? What about?
Well, stage leave for Rockville in morning. He carry large payroll. Sheriff Taylor out of town and trail outlaws near Milton. Judge worried maybe stage be held up. Man who take payroll on stage not think guard needed.
Oh, I see.
You think we follow stagecoach?
Yes, of course, Tonto. Stage trail is a rough and lonely one. And with the sheriff away, if outlaws heard of the payroll shipment, it might be held up.
That's right.
We'll ride in tomorrow and follow the stage as it crosses the old cattle trail bridge. All right, supper's ready. Let's eat now.
About that same time, the man who had left the barber shop was seated in the Bright Lights Cafe talking to another rough-looking man at a corner table.
I've got something good, I'm sure of that, Red. And what's more, the sheriff and his men are out of town.
And what is it?
Well, from what I heard in the barber shop, and by putting two and two together, I figure there'll be a big shipment of money on the Rockville stage tomorrow morning.
What makes you think so?
Now, look, the bank clerk was there. Said he was late because he was fixing an out-of-town payroll.
Well?
The only out-of-town payroll is for the Rockville Mining Company. It should have gone yesterday on the train.
Go on.
Well, the barber said the new owner of that mining company was in. Said he was riding the stage, had to get there to pay off his men. To me, it all adds up. He must be taking that payroll with him on the Rockville stage.
Yeah, it's fine for us. I'll have to ride out and tip off the game.
Right. I'll hang around till morning when the stage leaves, and I'll ride out and join you. Now tell the boss to make sure of the job. In order to bring in a lot of gold for all of us.
And don't worry. Russ Murray hasn't got to be leader of the gang for being dumb, Gary. We'll get that money all right. Well, I'll be getting to the hideout to tell Russ.
Right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
It was almost midnight when Red the Outlaw arrived at the hideout in the Sawtooth Mountains and reined up in front of Russ Murray's quarters.
Oh, hold that. Oh, sit it.
Who's that?
It's me, Red.
Come here, wake me up, Paul.
Hey, well, you're here. Then you'll be glad I did, Russ.
Yeah. I'll get to the point.
Listen to this bit of good news. The stage to Rockville tomorrow will be carrying a big payroll of cash to the Rockville Mining Company from the bank in Frontier Town.
Say, that is something. You sure, Red?
Positive. Jerry was in the town barbershop about 6 this evening and heard a conversation that tipped him off. He come to the Bright Lights Cafe to tell me.
Fine, fine. Boys have been getting a bit restless with something big to break. That'll really be it.
Yeah. How you going to pull it, Russ?
Well, that's easy to figure. You know Rocky Ridge where the railroad tunnel goes through?
Yeah.
Well, the stage trail runs through a narrow pass not far from the tunnel. We'll block off the far end of the pass with big rocks and let the stage go on into the pass.
Then what?
Then it's simple. We'll have all the boys waiting and hiding near the entrance. After the stage goes into the pass, we'll swoop in after them. They'll be blocked at the other end and have to stop. We can then take our time taking off that cash. It's as good as ours right now.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. The following morning, Inez Montgomery and her father approached the stagecoach, which was about ready to leave for Rockville.
Well, Inez, here we are.
Are you ready to leave, driver?
Yep, I reckon we are, man. Got the luggage and all stowed away on top. Just get right on in.
Get in, Inez.
All right, Dad.
Not a very fancy-looking coach.
You all set down there?
Yes, we're all set.
Get up! Get up!
You know, I'm going to enjoy this, Dad.
Wait till we hit those rough mountain trails. Maybe you'll change your mind.
I've decided the people out here like to give the impression that they're rough, but they're really not.
They're rough and tough enough to suit me.
I still haven't met any man who's outstanding. The men in St. Louis are just as manly, only they don't all go around carrying guns all the time.
Inez, the West is still rugged, whether you think so or not. You haven't had a chance to find out yet. You'd have had to come out here like some of them did, by stage or pioneer wagon train. You'd have different ideas. See, the Union Pacific wasn't always running out this way, you know. Fact is, it's only 3 or 4 years.
Yes, I know all that, Dad. But I'm still glad we had to take this stagecoach. You know, I almost wish there were outlaws who might hold us up so we'd have an adventure to write home about.
Listen, honey, don't talk that way. There's $10,000 in cash up on top of this rickety stage. And all my money, too. Remember that. Now, stop talking. I'm going to try to doze while the going is fairly smooth.
Meantime, Ross Murray and his outlaw gang of about 20 men were busy blocking the far end of the Rocky Ridge Pass in the Sawtooth Mountains, through which the stage would have to go.
Better have him loosen one more big rock from up there, Russ.
Yeah, I guess it would be better.
Hey, up there! Push over one more big one!
Yeah, that stage won't have a chance to get through.
Yeah, you're right, it won't. Yeah, that really does it, Red.
All right, boys, that's enough. Come on down here.
Where are we going to hide out to wait for the stage to come along?
There's an arroyo outside the entrance. We can hide in that until the stage passes. Then we'll follow it into the pass.
And Gary will be along before the stage gets to that entrance. He waited, you know, to make sure they leave when they're supposed to.
Well, I guess that'll hold them, boys.
Right. Now let's go wait for the stage.
All right. Get him out.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, keeping out of sight, waited at the old cattle trail bridge until they saw the stage for Rockville go by. Then they followed at a distance.
Stage leave right on time this morning, Kemosabe.
Yes, Tonto. You'll keep well behind them so as not to cause them concern. Now, this trail turns right, then follows the railroad tracks until it reaches Rocky Ridge.
That right.
After we pass the Tarberry place, I'll cut across the rangeland and get ahead of the stage so I can do a bit of scouting.
That's a good idea.
You continue to follow them. I'll join you again near Rocky Ridge Pass and the Sawtooth Mountains. Once they're over the mountain trail, I don't think there'll be any danger of a holdup.
Come on, get them up, scout!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto trailed the stage for some time. Then as the trail swung toward the Sawtooth Mountains, the Lone Ranger left Tonto and cut across country to get ahead of the stage. It was early afternoon when he cut back to the trail, this time well ahead of the stagecoach. As the Lone Ranger approached a sharp bend in the trail, he reined up.
Hold over, hold over. I recall the pass through Rocky Ridge is just around that bend, big fella. I think we'll cut up to the top of this hill to the right and take a look. Come on, Silver.
At a slow pace, Silver turned off the trail and climbed the hillside to the right. The hill was steep and rocky, and though he was still in sight of the trail he had just left, it took some time to reach the top. At last, the Lone Ranger pulled Silver to a stop.
Oh, Silver, oh, easy. Oh, you can see the entrance to the pass from here. The way seems to be clear. Hold still, Silver. Yes. A lot of horses there in that arroyo. We've got to go down and stop that stage before it goes around the bend in the trail. Come on, Silver!
Meanwhile, the stagecoach moved along the trail in the pass. Inside the coach, Inez Montgomery and her father watched the passing scenery with interest. Inez broke the silence between them.
Great heavens, Dad, look! A masked man. He must be an outlaw.
Hey, he's going to intercept the stage. This is a holdup, all right.
And there's no guard up there with the driver.
No, I was pig-headed enough to insist we didn't need one.
Whoa,
the stagecoach is stopping. Oh, Dan, what do we do?
Here's where I lose $10,000.
I got you covered, mister.
Down that gun, driver. This isn't a holdup.
David, look at that marvelous figure of a man. And that horse.
Nice time for you to be admiring a man when he's masked and about to rob us.
I'm getting out, Dad.
Now, wait. Underation, I might as well get out, too.
I told you I got you covered.
I told you this isn't a holdup. Put away your gun.
If this isn't a holdup, as you say, why have you stopped the stage?
I guess you're Miss Montgomery, aren't you?
You know my name?
Yes.
I'll see here, mister. Whatever you're up to, I'm warning you.
There's no time for long-winded discussion, Mr. Montgomery. Need to be clapped.
Evidently, you know my father pretty well, too.
Yes, I've heard of him. I followed you as a favor to my friend, Judge Knott. I learned he was worried because you had no guard.
How do we know you're a friend of the judge's?
You'll have to take my word for it, Miss Montgomery. What I've told you is the truth.
Well, I do admit you seem sincere.
Well, thanks.
An Indian.
He's my friend, Miss Montgomery.
Oh. You and the Indian can go back now. We don't need you. All you did was give us a good scare without reason.
Why, Dad, I think it's wonderful of this masked gentleman to give us protection.
We don't need protection.
That's where you're wrong, sir.
Why you say that, Kemosabe? Me see you stop stage. Me come ask what matter.
Plenty, Toto. A large band of outlaws has the stage trapped in this pass. I spotted them from the top of that hill.
Great day. Maybe it's Russ Murray's gang.
I wouldn't be surprised. They're too big for us to handle. I suggest you turn back while you can.
Nonsense. This all may be a joke that Judge Knott has arranged for our benefit. You and that mask, the Indian. The story about outlaws.
Would Judge Knott risk losing your account just to play a joke?
He's right, Dad.
I say we go on. That's final. I have to get to Rockville today. Fine type of man Judge Knott picked out to guard us. One who wants to turn and run at every fancied sign of a possible trouble.
Oh, so that's what you think, huh? All right, Mr. Montgomery, you'll get to Rockville. It's going to be a mighty rough ride for you and your daughter. Otto,
uh-huh.
You and I'll take over the stage. We get up on the boot with the driver. Silver and Scout can run free behind us.
What if that is Murray's gang waiting
for us? I'll worry about that. Get inside, Miss Montgomery. You too, sir.
We'd better do as he says, Father.
What if them outlaws catch us in this path?
They won't if we hurry. Now get in. We're moving on right now.
A short time later, Russ Murray and his gang saw the stage in the distance coming around the bend.
Well, there it is, men.
Look, it's leaving the trail.
What's the idea, I wonder?
There's two horses tailing along behind it. There's three men on a boot. They must be wise to us.
But they can't get away. The rest of our gang is behind them.
Holy smoke. They're heading for the railroad tunnel. Look.
Well, only a fool would try to run through there. It's a quarter mile long and the eastbound is due most any time.
It's a bluff. Let's get after them.
Hold up, men. Let's get that money.
All right, Russ. Easy,
right
there,
boy.
Get
back.
Get up. Hold.
Hey, mister, what are you heading for the railroad tunnel for? What are you aiming to do?
Look behind us, driver.
Why, I don't see any outlaws, lots of them.
Yes, that's right. We're going through the tunnel. It's our only chance now.
But the eastbound train might come along in any minute.
I know, and that might keep them from following us. Get up, man. Get up. Come on now.
We're going into the tunnel.
As the swaying stagecoach entered the tunnel, the Lone Ranger took a firmer grip on the reins. Sparks flew from the hoofs of the racing horses. And he knew that should one of them stumble over rails and fall, it would be their finish. Any minute, the eastbound train might sweep into the tunnel ahead of them. And behind them were the outlaws, a gang of top killers. He urged and coaxed the frenzied horses through the darkened passage as the stage bounced and swayed on the uneven ties. Frightened as the driver was, he couldn't help but be amazed at the skill and dexterity with which the masked man guided the stage and horses in this race with death.
Come on there! Get up! Come on!
The Lone Ranger's firm voice and strong handling seemed to lend strength to the horses as they increased their pace. It was then that a dreadful distant sound struck the ears of those on the stage.
Eastbound! It's blown for the tunnel! We're done for sure!
We'll make it! We have to make it! Get up! Get up! Man. Come on!
Though outwardly the Lone Ranger expressed confidence, inwardly his blood momentarily chilled with the thought that certain doom was sweeping toward him. Perspiration burst out upon his forehead and ran down into his eyes, but his grip remained firm and his voice steady.
Come on, a little further. Come on, there, get up.
Keep train. We're opening ahead. It's coming fast.
Hold on, get up there.
The horses seemed driven forward in spite of their fear by the strong voice behind them. The The light of the tunnel entrance grew brighter and the opening nearer. For a moment, both horses and men stared at the iron monster before them. Then, with the train about 30 feet away, the horses sprang through the opening of the tunnel. Handling the reins quickly, the Lone Ranger swung the horses and stage off to the side.
Never seen death so close before.
That's plenty good driving, Kimasabi.
Thanks, Toto. We'll see to the passengers. All right in there?
I think so. Dad is still gasping for breath.
Mister, I guess we owe you our lives. I was a fool to insist that
wise men learn a lesson, Mr. Montgomery.
I sure learned one that time.
I guess them outlaws had a lot of screwing to do to get out of the way of that train.
I doubt that they even entered the tunnel. I don't know. I'll leave and get a posse to search for those outlaws. You'll be safe now.
We'll soon be in Rockville with your cash, mister.
That's right. Adios. Come on, fellow.
Man alive, what an hombre that one is.
One, two, three,
there they go. Dad, if we'd turned back as he proposed, we'd have seen more of that masked man.
You had better forget him, Inez. You have too much of the Montgomery stubbornness for a man like that to cope with.
Looks to me like he scared a lot of that stubbornness out of you, mister.
Yes, he did. You know, I think I'll like the West. Maybe I'll meet him again someday. Who knows?
No, won't do you any good if you do, ma'am. No girl's ever going to rope and hog tie that hombre. No, sir. He's too busy setting things to rights here in the West.
Who is he, driver? Did you find out?
Yes, I reckon I did, ma'am. And I shiver my boots when I think that I was fool enough to chance drawing a gun on the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.